I'm sitting in the central newsroom at Canal 2 International Television in Cameroon's largest city, Douala. Flanking me around a large oval table are 20 journalists cataloging the private broadcaster's news menu for the day. Arguing is intense. Vigorous debates like this one to determine which stories should be in the lineup are becoming more and more common. Only a few years ago, however, there would have been a consensus to put the Science Report at the tail end of the day's newscast. Back then, editors complained the stories were simply not sexy and far too abstract to interest the audience. But they now agree much has changed in the last few years.
Stories about politics, for example, have become boring to a lot of people. They don't even see much change happening, and so they are just fed up. The same sit-tight leaders are still in power. Corruption and bad governance continue across the continent.
Kejang Henry Atembe is editor at Canal 2 International, frequently polled among Cameroon's most popular news outlets. He says science stories are increasingly appealing to the public and consequently getting more media space.
Take the recent floods across West Africa, for example. People are keen on knowing why it happened and how they could prevent a recurrence in the future. Farmers want to hear about research findings that will enable them to grow better yielding crops. People are excited about medical breakthrough, announcing new drugs against malaria. Others want to hear about the latest cell phone technology and so on.
Elsewhere, others point to a growing interest among young African journalists to report science. Also, the public and policymakers are increasingly recognizing the importance of science and telecommunication in fostering development. Meanwhile, there are more opportunities for training in science journalism. Observers say these have resulted in significant advances in the quality of reporting, improving researchers' trust in journalists. Much of the praise for the spread of science journalism across Africa and the Middle East goes to the Canada-based World Federation of Science Journalists. Since 2006, it has trained close to 100 journalists from over 30 countries. The vehicle is a free long-distance mentoring program called Science Journalism Corporation, or SCOOP, in which experienced science journalists tutor beginners via online courses in English, French, and Arabic.
My competence has been enhanced in science reporting, and I am now well positioned to be able to see and sniff science from afar.
Maxwell Awuma is a journalist with the Ghana News Agency. He graduated with distinction from the second phase of the program at a ceremony held in Amman, Jordan in October.
Yeah, it has given me the leverage to critique the issues and set the right agenda to follow policymakers, scientists, so that in the end we bring accelerated development in Africa.
SCOOP alumni like Maxwell are increasingly impacting their colleagues in newsrooms across the continent and successfully thrusting science to the forefront of news shows. Others are creating national associations of science reporters, recognizing the best journalists with awards and setting up dedicated science publications. Akin Jimo, a coordinator with the venture, says it is an unstoppable domino effect unfolding.
The beautiful thing is that it's a multiple kind of effect. There are activities by national associations in terms of basic training, conferences. There are journalists who are coming together to work on one thing or the other. It's something that will expand and expand.
Despite such glowing optimism, science journalism in Africa still faces hurdles. Experts pinpoint science unfriendly editors, difficult access to information and data sources, limited resources and dwindling foreign aid for training. Jean-Marc Fleury is president of the World Federation of Science Journalists. He says despite the challenges, there is hope on the horizon.
It's to keep the new young associations vibrant, to help them fundraise, find resources locally, create science journalism prizes, to build a critical mass that eventually there will be a buzz around science journalism. And in Africa, then the science journalists will bring to the media ideas, initiate important debates so that good decisions can be made.
Meantime, the most brilliant graduates from the SCOOP class of 2012 have been retained to work with some of the finest science journalism editors in Africa and the Middle East in the first ever virtual science journalism newsroom to be set up in the region. Journalists will submit their story ideas and scripts to one of six editors in the Middle East and French and English-speaking Africa. Their works will be broadcast in leading media outlets worldwide. It will provide a welcome source of knowledge to a continent depending on science to boost economic growth in coming years. For VOA News, I'm Tarike Devine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.